Ranger's Apprentice. Book 6, The Siege of Massandor. Written by John Flanagan and read by William Zappa.
Once Will and Horace had seen Malcolm's signal rocket, they spent a relaxed night. They were both young and they were both used to spending time camping out of doors. They had pitched their little tents back from the tree line and they crawled into them and slept till daylight. They knew that no further action would take place that night. The signal flare had not been the prelude to an attack, and so they could afford to relax. Over the coming day, their biggest enemies would be a strange mixture of boredom and anticipation. They were scheduled to perform their mock attack in the late afternoon, and Will knew that, as the hours rolled by, the knot of tension in his stomach would tighten with each passing minute until he wished they could be on their way, doing something instead of waiting. And so it proved to be. They assembled the cart and the ladder it was to carry and manhandled it through the bushes to the edge of the tree line, hacking away at undergrowth to clear a path for it. But, inevitably, they began their preparations too early, so that by the time they were ready it was barely past midday and they still had 4 hours to wait. Will sat under a tree, pretending to doze, trying to calm himself, trying to ease that tight knot in his stomach. He glanced up at Horace, standing a few metres away, apparently unconcerned, chatting quietly to the 4 Scandians who would accompany them. Horace seemed to feel Will's eyes upon him. He looked across at his old friend and smiled, nodding reassurance. Will wondered how Horace could be so calm. He was unaware that Horace was asking himself the same question, feeling the same knotting of stomach muscles.